Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Gulliver from Bremerton is. Gulliver, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Gulliver. Steve, it's time for you to leave the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Gulliver has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Yep.
How many zeros are in the number 100?
2.
Correct. What is the name of Mario's brother?
Luigi.
Yes. Which U.S. state is the driest?
Arizona.
No.
Oklahoma.
No.
Texas.
No. In what decade was the Mai Tai invented?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
No. What brand of sunglasses did Audrey Hepburn wear in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Ray-Ban.
Yes. How many Washington counties does the Columbia River pass through?
6.
Yes. What is the most common letter in Scrabble?
R.
No.
S.
No.
L.
No. What TV show title character worked for NeverEndingStore.com?
Pass.
How many players were selected before Michael Jordan in the 1984 draft?
3.
No.
5.
No.
6.
No. What disease was once known as the White Plague?
Pass.
With that, you got 4 correct, Gulliver.
All right, that'll do.
There were some hard ones in here. I'm not convinced that Steve is going to be able to beat you.
I've seen him do worse.
I have seen him do worse, too. That's a fact. Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Showtime!
How many zeros are in the number 100?
2.
Yes. What is the name of Mario's brother?
Luigi.
Correct. Which U.S. state is the driest?
Utah.
No.
Wait, when it comes to alcohol. Arizona?
No.
Texas.
No. In what decade was the Mai Tai invented?
I'd say the 50s.
No.
60s.
No.
40s.
Yes. What brand of sunglasses did Aubrey Hepburn wear in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Blenders.
No.
I like those. Ray-Bans?
Yes. How many Washington counties does the Columbia River pass through?
5.
No.
6.
Yes.
9.
What is the most common letter in Scrabble?
E.
Yes. What TV show title character worked for NeverEndingStore.com?
Whoa. Homer Simpson.
No.
Flanders.
No.
Uncle Jesse.
No. How many players were selected before Michael Jordan in the 1984 draft?
1.
No.
2.
Yes. What disease was once known as the White Plague?
Lupus.
No.
Measles.
No.
Mumps.
No. Steve, let me do a little math here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct is what you scored, and that is a win. 7-4.
Let's go.
Sorry, Gulliver.
Sorry, not bad for my first time.
Hey, do it again sometime, my friend.
I don't know. I mean, even though I got 7 right, I didn't think I was going to do well.
You did very well. You and Gulliver both did not know that the driest U.S. state is Nevada.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The TV
show. I
thought
you were talking about alcohol. And I'm like, oh, yeah, definitely.
Utah was a good choice, though, honestly.
Utah, definitely.
The TV show title character that worked for NeverEndingStore.com, Drew Carey.
Oh, is that from...
The Drew Carey Show.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the name of that show that he was in that starred him?
And then the disease that was once known as the White Plague was tuberculosis.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't guess that because I wouldn't be able to say it.
Try.
It's one of those ones where my brain just shuts off. Do you have words like that where, like, even though you know how it sounds, you still can't get from the brain to the mouth?
I have one.
Tuberculosis.
Oh, I thought you had it for a second there, but you blew it at the end.
Tuberculosis?
There you go.
Yeah, but if you ask me like 10 minutes from now, I'm going to F it up. What's the word for you?
Socialization. I actually got it right that time, but sometimes I have a hard time saying socialization.
Isn't it weird though, in your brain, you hear it right?
I know how to spell it.
Yeah. Danny, do you have one?
Anything? Like, what is it? Steel and still? I always say steel instead of still.
Oh.
I love how your brain is like causing you to like kind of pause.
Yeah. Steal. Steal.
Well, thankfully, we don't have a job where we have to talk for a living.
Yeah.
We do have an I Beat Migs t-shirt. Mm-hmm. It's in the Rock Shop, and you can get your very own at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a new feature through the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and we delight in checking those messages every single day. Steve, we've been getting some weird messages in there.
We got a good one about how a guy got a Switch for free. Actually, I think 2 Switches. And another person has issue with handshakes.
We're going to slide into our VMs after AC/DC.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs. We're sliding and sliding and sliding on the Daily Mix Show.
Get up in those voice messages. You can do it through the Odyssey app. Very easy to press on the little microphone icon and leave us a voice message on your smartphone. Steve, what's it sounding like in there today?
Are you ready for the first voice message? Somebody is going to tell us about how they got brand new Nintendo Switches. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I got something free for once. I'm a security guard at a motel in SeaTac. I went to check out a room, and a customer left 2 brand spanking new PS5s in the room.
Oh, my bad. PS5s, not Switches.
Still but pretty dope.
What the?
I got one, and the manager got one. I'm Kevin from Auburn, Washington.
Wait, so they leave them for you to have, or they just forget them?
I mean, have you ever left something behind in a hotel room at that level of,
no.
of expense?
I think the thing that it was intentional, we one time left a stroller after we left Disneyland. Because we bought it, because it was cheaper to buy the stroller, like a Minnie Mouse stroller, than it was to rent one for two or 3 days when we were there. So we're like, let's just buy it, and we left it in the hotel. I got to imagine we're not the only ones that have done that.
I've accidentally left like earrings and jewelry, but never a PS5.
I think one time we forgot like a floaty. You know, we bought like a floaty while we were in Hawaii, and we just never, like one of those, like, you know, like blow up float.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I was fine with us leaving it behind because I'm like, I got to deflate this stupid thing.
Question though, do you think the manager's now going to give this guy special treatment since he gave, you know, kept one for himself and gave one to the boss?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's getting a better shift.
For sure.
All right. You want to talk handshakes?
Sure do.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, what's the problem with people today? Nobody seems to know how to shake a hand anymore. I've never felt such weak lips things as when somebody gives me a hand to shake. I was brought up.
Yeah. I love the things that just kind of get under people's skin that they're like, you know what? I'm going to go on the Odyssey app because I'm sure my wife doesn't want to hear me complain about this. So I'm going to go on the Odyssey app and complain about handshakes.
I love hearing it.
The idea, you shake a man's hand and that tells you that tells him what you're like and it tells you what he's like. A firm handshake. You don't have to break your hand. Just make it firm. Give a little resistance. Push back. Don't be a fish, man. Be a muscle. Be a fish.
Hey, yeah, Danny, don't be a fish. Be a muscle. All
right.
Are we talking about the muscles that we eat or actually like strong?
Be hard, not too hard.
Wait a second.
Wow.
Danny, don't do that.
Yes, please.
Please. I'll shake your hand.
Be hard, not too hard. Just the perfect practice with somebody, but get it right because I'm not, if I shake another fish, I'm gonna drown myself.
I mean, there's times when
Terry, can I practice my handshake with you to see if it's hard but not too hard?
Let me see. That's a good handshake.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wow.
I take pride in my handshake.
Impressive.
You know what's funny though, and this is just a little peek behind the curtains in the world of pro wrestling. Like, you're supposed to go in like you're giving a hard handshake, but it's supposed to be very, very light.
Oh.
Because that shows like hey, you're not a stiff worker. You're not going to like hurt somebody. So that's like that's a sign when you first meet somebody stiff. I know.
In some lines of work, you want to be a stiff worker.
Yes, that's very true. I'm not in that line of work, thankfully. But it eventually just kind of like devolved into people just kind of like just barely putting their hand out. I'm like, no, that defeats the point when you're coming in like a fish.
Oh no. So Barrett is in martial arts, and they always, when they do their little sparring matches and things like that, they shake hands afterwards. And I can already tell, like, this kid needs some handshake classes. It looks real bad out there. And I have tried to practice with him, and then it's like 2 5-year-olds doing like dead fish handshakes, and it is so painful to watch.
Well, maybe this guy who left the voice message could start doing, like, he could have a
coach
class.
Him up.
Yeah.
Coach him up.
That'd be great.
We need to bring back like the secret handshakes with people.
Yes.
And not even like necessarily, they don't have to be crazy.
Like the old fraternities, we had a secret handshake.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time in like middle school and high school. Those have just gone away.
Also though, I have to say, like, I like a good firm handshake, but also you should know when to pull away. You ever had that situation where like you meet somebody and they go in for the handshake, and it's usually because alcohol has been involved in it. But there are times where, like, they just won't let go, and then you start pulling away, and you think, oh, yeah, they can feel this.
Yeah.
And then they almost, like, squeeze harder, like, no, I'm not letting you go. I'm like, what's going on in this person's brain? Like, they think once I let go of the handshake, I'm going to run away?
How do you feel about a good stiff hug?
Oh, I love stiff hugs. They're the best.
That's my favorite brand.
We got one more voice message. Are you ready?
Not to knock on the morning show, but
they're terrible at handshakes.
There we go.
They're terrible at handshakes. Uh-oh.
I feel like you guys might give a shout out to somebody that's local and near and dear to KISW's hearts. Nobody's mentioned the Shea family's expecting. Anyways, love the show, guys. Have a great day.
Well, I mean, we've had BJ in studio. It's not like we're like opposed to mention. It's not like that name is like forever dead on our airwaves.
Not at all.
We just never got around to it. But yeah, congratulations to our friend Sarah. She's gonna have a kid.
She is. She's due in October. Her and George are gonna be mommy and daddy soon. It's very exciting.
Well, it's like one of those things where you find out and then you're like, okay, we can't say anything until she makes the announcement. Then she put it up there, and I think at that point I just forgot that it was like not common knowledge, to be honest with you. But yeah,
everybody knows.
We don't know what the gender is.
No, I think they're gonna do a gender reveal next month, because her brother's coming back into town and they wanted to do a big gender reveal for the whole family.
Yeah.
And then we will know.
But that's awesome. Congrats to our friend Sarah.
I also know that they have an email sitting there that has the gender information and they just haven't clicked on it and opened it, and it's driving me freaking crazy because I hate not knowing.
I hung out with Sarah yesterday, and we had an entire conversation about baby names and how she's like pining to find out so that way they could figure out a baby name.
I thought she's going with Steve for a boy or Stevie for a girl.
Well, duh, Steve. But they don't want to say that.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're going to the Mariners game after work today. So join us for the afternoon game. It's going to be awesome. 1:10 is the first pitch, and we have the hookup on the discounted tickets.
Yes.
You can go to KISW.com, pick your section, plus $2 of every ticket sold will go back to support the National MS Society.
And if you're going to the game and you want to meet up with us, we're going to be hanging out in the pen before the game starts. So just come to the pen section and come hang out, play Pete Miggs with us.
Get all the info at KISW.com, and we'll see you today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who's best known for his role on Modern Family, but also, can we just, for a minute, appreciate how great he was in Cocaine Bear?
I've never seen Cocaine Bear.
Fantastic.
Okay, I'll have to go and watch it now.
He admitted that he was once caught trying to steal a porn magazine as a teenager. He revealed the story on the Where There's a Will, There's a Wake podcast, and this is what he told us.
I was caught stealing pornography when I was very young, you know, early teens.
Top shelf? Top shelf?
Yeah, it's pretty good porn.
Do you have a thing in America where it's top shelf? The magazines were always...
Oh, no, they're just like in plastic. I thought you meant, was it like high quality porn? I was like, yeah, it was.
I was going down that same road too. I was like, that's a strange reaction to his story, lady. Was it some of that good stuff like Penthouse? Or are we talking like some gnarly stuff? Mm. Like Hustler.
It was pretty great. Like top shelf liquor, you know?
Okay, not the bottom of the barrel.
She called it top shelf.
Top shelf. Apparently, that must have been like England somewhere.
Sure.
Apparently, they keep their adult content on the top shelf.
Out of the reach of little brats.
Yes, yes.
Smart, I guess.
But I remember when you go to a convenience store and they have the I don't even think they do that anymore. But I remember when I was growing up, you had all the magazines, Rolling Stone, this, that, GQ or whatever the magazine is, Entertainment Weekly. And then right next to it would be Hustler, Playboy. But they would have, like he said, the plastic wrapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No flipsies for free.
Right. I remember being kids and we were, trying to, see through that plastic a little bit just so we could see a little cleavage. But no
just
luck.
A little side boob.
Yeah, no luck.
What? Did you ever get busted stealing something? Were you a bad boy? I know you were a pretty good boy, but I'm sure you stole something.
The one time that my mom was, she always, anytime we talk to her, she'll say, I never did anything wrong. Because I think she's just chosen to forget certain things. But there was a time in my life where I was a klepto, but I used my mom to steal stuff for me. So we go shopping at the mall, Kings Plaza Shopping Center in Brooklyn, New York. And we would go there and she'd have her big shopping bag buying a bunch of stuff. And every once in a while she would let us go into remember KB Toys?
Oh yeah.
And all the different toy stores or whatever. And there would be G.I. Joe action figures. And so while my mom's right next to me, I would grab the action figure and without her looking, I would drop it in the shopping bag.
Oh my gosh.
So then we'd get home. She had no idea I was doing it. And this is before the days of where they would have sensors or anything along those lines. And they're $5-$6. We'd get back to the house. I'd be like, Mom, don't worry. I'll take everything out of the shopping bag for you. Hence why I was such a good boy.
Wow.
And grabbed the G.I. Joe action figure before she would find out. She found out eventually and she was pissed.
What's a punishment when your mom was mad?
I did not get a certain toy that I really wanted for Christmas.
Oh.
It was a freaking huge.
The horror.
It was a giant Godzilla. I'll never forget. I was so excited to get it. And then that was one of those. And she didn't tell me she wasn't getting it. She said it was a Christmas day. She's like, you realize you didn't get what you really wanted. And I was like, yeah, where's my Godzilla? And she's like, it's because you were shoplifting.
Well, yeah.
How many times do you think you shoplifted over the years?
How many times does she know or how many times
did I? How many times did you?
I'd say maybe at least 10 times.
And bad boys.
I know, right? What about you?
Ooh, I mean, there was one time I got a little tuned up with my girlfriend when we were in college and we decided to basically go looting through town. Yeah. And we were just, nobody locked their doors in Pullman at the time. So we would just go in there and just take what we thought was cool. So we took everything from DVDs to liquor. Wow. We stole a deep fryer from this one house and then we stole a rolling chair as well so that we could get the deep fryer on the rolling chair and roll it home.
Well, that's just out of necessity.
Of course.
Yeah, I understand that part.
Yeah, we were just bad. Like, we would just be hammered and be like, let's go see what these people got. And
girls
just
gone wild.
And we never got caught. We would always pick houses that you could tell there was no real activity. People were out and about. It was a Saturday night. So we go in there and just take what we wanted. That's so bad. God, I'm a terrible human being.
I can't believe we work with someone like her.
God. Yeah. What is a funny, awkward, or maybe even outright ridiculous thing you got caught doing as a teen? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we want to know, when you were a teen, when you were younger, what is something that you were busted doing, busted stealing, whatever it was that led to you getting caught? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. What is a funny, awkward, or outright ridiculous thing you got caught doing when you were a teenager? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, someone on hold stole from a teacher when they were younger.
How dare they?
I know. We're going to get that story in just a second. But first, Brad from Everett. What's that funny, awkward, or outright ridiculous thing you got caught doing as a teen?
Well, first of all, hey, Migs. Hey, T-Dog. You guys rock. I know Migs from hockey and everything. How you doing, man?
Oh, what's up, Brad? How you doing?
Oh, good. Well, my story was when I was back in my hometown, we were in Illinois. I went to Wisconsin to visit my uncle. We're in the grocery store. You know, we're coming out of the grocery store, you know, before they bought all their groceries and stuff. I asked my uncle if I could buy some basketball cards. He wouldn't let me buy them. So I got, well, I got back at him. I'm like, okay, you're not going to let me buy them? Well, I took them, right? So we're getting in the car, and I'm in the back seat, you know, the car, and I'm opening up the pack of cards. And then my uncle looks at me and he goes, hey, where did you get those cards? I told you you couldn't get them. I said, well, I took them. And as I was opening them, the story that I wanted to tell you guys is I had Michael Jordan. I had one of his cards in the pack of cards. And my uncle makes me go back in the store to return them.
Oh, could you accidentally drop the Jordan card and forgot that you didn't have it?
I should have did that. But I, you know, at the time I was like, oh man, you're going to make me go in there. And he's like, yep, you're going to go back in there. Tell him you took these cards. And whatever, you know, whatever they do to you, hey. And I'm like, oh, man.
So what happened when you walk in there, you explain what you did, how did they react to it?
Well, they were first of all, they're like, well, thank you for being honest. But then the clerk, he was also surprised, too. He's like, you had an actual Michael Jordan card, and you're going to bring it back?
You fool.
She's just like, yeah.
And then he kept it.
Yeah, exactly. 206-803-ROCK. What is a funny, awkward, or outright ridiculous thing you got caught doing as a teen mailbox guy in Des Moines?
Well, second grade, Hillcrest Elementary School. Teacher took my Hot Wheel during class, so when everybody was at recess, I snuck back in, was going to take it. Then I realized she would know I took it, so I waited till after school. Then I came back in. I opened up that desk drawer, Super Balls, Hot Wheels, Big Daddy, bubble gum, candy, felt tip markers. Oh, I love the smell of a magic marker. I cleaned that desk out. And I went to the next door, second grade teacher, opened, the door was unlocked. Boom, cleaned her out. Third grade, they left their doors unlocked, but the fourth graders, fifth and sixth, they locked all their doors. June 1st. We always got out of school first week of June. I stashed those two garbage bags full of stuff in the barbecue. Well, my mom found them. Guess it was a good day for a barbecue.
Oh.
They hustled me back down to the school. They had FBI, CIA, DEA. They scared me straight. I know they were all actors.
They didn't really have the FBI.
Well, they were all, I know they were actors. They were plants. My mom did it. And I know.
Did it scare you straight?
Well, she put a little, yeah, she scared me straight. Yep. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. So, short of that, man, life is good. I really appreciate you guys getting me around town in the morning. Life is good. Can I give a quick shout out?
Of course.
Rafi, number those keys, buddy. I'll be down in a bit.
Yeah, Rafi.
I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, mailbox guy.
Mailbox guy. I was like, wait a second. What are we talking about? FBI. Yeah. I do love the mom.
National Guard.
That sounds like a mom that just like has a lot of creativity going and doesn't know how to use it. It's like, you know what? Got the idea.
Teach this kid a lesson.
Yeah, get some actors and make this happen.
Genius.
That's awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try to beat Steve today? This man has a record of 203 wins, 64 losses, and 47 ties in 2025. By the way, we had a cheat sheet yesterday at 540 on the men's room with three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to try and beat Migs at 750.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.